Tanzina Vega here with you on The Takeaway, and we asked you which ballot measures you're watching in the lead-up to Election Day. Jackson Ludwig on Twitter brought our attention to Initiative 1631 in the state of Washington. The measure attempts to limit carbon emissions by taxing them, and the amount of money going into opposing this initiative, mostly from the oil industry, is making this the most expensive ballot measure in state history. To learn more, we've got John Ryan, environmental reporter for KUOW. Thanks for joining us, John.
Sure thing.
So tell us the basics of this ballot initiative. What is it really seeking to do?
It's seeking to boost the price of fossil fuels that cause carbon pollution in order to raise money for projects that would reduce that carbon pollution. It would start out by slapping a $15 a ton fee or tax on fossil fuels, which would work out to about 14 cents on a gallon of gasoline and other amounts on things like coal or natural gas.
And in terms of supporters of the ballot, who's supporting this and who's behind it so far?
It's really a product of the environmental movement and their allies. They spent a lot of effort this time around after a failure 2 years ago. They spent a lot of time building up a big coalition to make sure that they weren't having any internal infighting. So it's basically big environmental groups, groups representing communities of color, some of labor, and some businesses as well.
And who's on the flip side to that? Because we understand that there are, $28 million being funneled into advertising against the ballot measure.
It's already just bumped up to $31 million. It keeps going up day by day. And almost or more than 99% of that money opposing it has come from one source. It's the oil industry, a handful of big companies with names you might recognize like Phillips 66, Chevron, BP. They're funding almost entirely this effort to block what would be the first carbon tax or carbon fee in the United States.
So, John, you interviewed Cecilia Bitz, who's a climate scientist at the University of Washington in Seattle. And here's what she had to tell you.
The truth is we need to reduce dramatically. But the way we start is one step at a time, right? We need to be not producing any human sources of carbon dioxide within a few decades. And that's a very tough call.
What does she mean? I mean, at what point do we start? What is her concern there?
Well, I've also heard climate scientists say that now is the best time to start reducing emissions, but a better time would have been 30 years ago, that it's really a very urgent problem. And when she says we need to get down to zero, that's what the big UN panel, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, came out with her big, fairly alarming report a few weeks ago saying the world has to get down to zero emissions of carbon by the year 2050. And that would take unprecedented change to make happen. And the point of, I think, Cecilia Bitz there is that we have to start somewhere. The opponents of this measure in Washington State say that, well, yes, we agree that climate change is a problem, but we just think this is not the right way to go about tackling it.
I mean, is this really a big step, or would this be a big step toward battling climate change, or is it more like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg?
I guess you could call it more of a Band-Aid or maybe a baby step towards tackling a very big problem. It's noteworthy that big UN report a few weeks ago highlighted carbon taxes as an effective way to tackle that problem. And the Nobel Prize for Economics this year also went to William Nordhaus, who is known for studying carbon taxes and their effect on the climate.
So if the oil industry doesn't want this solution, have they proposed alternative solutions given the urgency of that climate report and given the fact that this ballot measure is just a couple days away from being voted in or out?
An interview I had with one of the main campaign, no campaign spokespeople, they refused upon repeated questioning to present a different proposal. In another setting, they did say, well, we would like to see government provide incentives or what you or I might call subsidies to help big polluters reduce their pollution. So instead of making polluters pay, the solution was to basically pay polluters to pollute less.
Hmm. Well, we'll be paying attention to see how this plays out on Election Day. John Ryan, environmental reporter for KUOW in Seattle. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.